Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. I want to talk briefly about two of the new laws that went into effect yesterday. We were distracted talking about the anniversary of MTV, went on the air August 1st yesterday in 1981. There's also my interview with, we didn't have a chance to replay my interview with Mark Goodman, one of the original VJs. He's the one with the black curly hair. Didn't have a chance to play that on the air, but it's posted on our website at WWL.com. You could check that out, my interview with Mark Goodman, and it's a good conversation, and he talks about the early years and first going on the air at MTV. And then it's also posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, where you can also comment on it there. And we'll get to more of your comments from my Facebook page as well. But there's a new law going into effect, went into effect yesterday, constitutional carry. And this has been a big political thing. And, you know, a lot of people think that if everybody had a gun, the world would be a better place. And I don't believe that. And I think there's something scary about the mentality of the person that wants a gun, but doesn't want to take any kind of time to be registered. They don't want to take any time, not to be registered, but to get a concealed carry permit. They don't want to take time to train because they know what they're doing. You know, there are a lot of people in prison right now because they thought they knew what to do with the gun. They didn't need no training, man. They thought they knew what to do with the gun. Well, you know what? They're in prison right now. And you could be there, too, if you do the wrong thing with a gun. Second Amendment notwithstanding, you do the wrong thing with a gun, you're under prison. So, you know, be careful. Be careful. But I don't think this is the answer. And I want to mention this. I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to mention this again. Crime has been decreasing. So if in a couple of months, if somebody like our governor, Jeff Landry, says, well, you know, since we passed that constitutional carry law, crime has been down. Don't buy that from him, because crime's already going down. And I see this with a lot of things that people say. They proclaim that something had an impact, that something had an impact on something. For example, legalizing marijuana has caused more accidents. But in those states, accidents were already increasing, and they didn't increase at a greater rate once marijuana was legalized. But there are people who are against marijuana legalization, and they say, well, you see, when marijuana was legalized, there was an increase in traffic accidents or traffic deaths. But that trend had already started before marijuana was legalized, and it didn't increase at a greater percentage. So crime is going down. So don't let the likes and people like Jeff Landry say, well, see what we did? Yeah, crime was going down. Crime's going down in New Orleans because of constitutional carry. Well, it's already going down. So constitutional carry is the law now, but it doesn't mean that it caused crime to decrease. The other thing is public bathrooms now. Individuals are now required by law to use the public restroom that corresponds with their gender at birth. Okay, that's the law. So we have to follow the law. But if you're a man and you see somebody who looks like a woman in the men's room, don't freak out, because that's a trans person. That's a trans person who might have wanted to go to the ladies' room, but our state forced that person to go into the men's room. Don't touch that person. Don't touch them. And don't freak out, because they're supposed to be there. If you're in the ladies' room and you see somebody that looks just like a man, do not call 911, unless it's a man. But you can't freak out over this. And this is the danger in allowing true trans people or forcing true trans people to go to a bathroom that corresponds with their gender at birth. Because many of you are passing judgment on trans people and you don't know trans people. You don't know what they look like. But there are many who look just like men. There are many who look just like women. So don't freak out if they're in your bathroom, because that's what the law says they have to do. We've also been talking about this fight that took place. And in fact, I got a message on SOTA Facebook. And this guy says, this is from David. He says, "No way can you agree with a man boxing a woman. What if that girl was your granddaughter? Total BS for the Olympics allowing this. The fighter was born a woman with a vagina. She was born with female genitalia. So by definition, she's a woman. She might have some more testosterone, but a lot of women have more testosterone. But some have an unusual amount. And in some cases, this person was not allowed to fight. The Olympics allowed her to fight because based on their criteria, she could fight as a woman because she was born as a woman. But this is this stuff from like people like David. This is just nonsensical BS. Where did you get the idea that that's a man? You got that idea from right-wing social media or from right-wing news or from some conservative talk show host that doesn't know what the hell they're talking about and they're just trying to rile you up, because chances are that talk show host ain't that intelligent. And so they're going for the lowest common denominator and they're spreading the word that this was a man. It's not a man. They're doing that because they're not smart enough to get your attention unless they can come up with something bogus to rile you up. That's the sad part of all of that. So anyway, I'm glad we have this show, because I'm glad that we can straighten these things out and approach these things with common sense. I'll get to some more comments from the SOTA Facebook page. We've got a lot of calls to get to. But first, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages. And we've got some information about Brother Reed, who was a first-time caller in the last hour.
I've got a lot of texts. I'm going to be so fast. We're not going to have, you know, we're not going to like high dive and respond to every one of these on every single point. But I want to get them out there because they're smart. And I got to say, I'm pretty impressed with the audience today, Scoot. You know, I knew the story was kind of coming out yesterday and I was a little bit, you know, putting on my spiritual armor, so to say, to kind of come in here. But most people in our audience are responding to this story with the absolute appropriate amount of intellectual curiosity and compassion. There's a couple people in here, "That's a man," and that's okay. That's ignorant. And if you want to be ignorant about it, that's fine. Doesn't mean you're a bad person, but you just can't participate in this conversation at the same level that the rest of us have.
What you're seeing is, I mean, you're seeing our true audience. I mean, this is our true audience is not defined by the trolls. We use the trolls for entertainment value, because the rest of the audience thinks they're funny as hell.
Okay, first of all, Brother Reed texted back and he said, "I am a fill-in pastor. I'll be preaching and serving Holy Communion at Wesley Chapel in Ponchatoula." That's Wesley Chapel, United Methodist in Ponchatoula, off of Highway 2022. Brother Reed says, "You can come and worship with him." Wesley Chapel.
This weekend.
I think it's every weekend until he's done filling in. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there it is. And we'll have that on Facebook later. We spoke briefly about Kamala Harris kind of doing this code switching fake accent possible thing at the rally in Atlanta. Here's a text that says Edwin Edwards used to adjust his accent depending on where he was. If he was in a boardroom, he spoke one way, but at a fait dodo on the campaign trail, his Cajun accent came across hot and heavy. Another texter says, "These are the same people who love Senator Kennedy, whose entire shtick is the good old boy dialect."
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd think for somebody who's, you know, who got a degree from Oxford, and I'm not talking about Oxford, Mississippi. I'm talking about the big boy Oxford.
Not that there's anything wrong with
not
going
that
to
there's
Ole
anything
Miss.
Wrong with Ole Miss. I'd hate to offend any of our Ole Miss listeners. Senator Kennedy also doing some code switching there. Okay, on to this Algerian boxer. Here's a text who says her dad did not want her to box when she was younger because he didn't think a girl should box. She is also from a Muslim country. Do you really think that they would allow a trans athlete to compete in the Olympics?
Great point.
No.
I mean, a great point. I mean, there's so much legitimate information to just totally shut down the bogus and evil mentality of right-wing radicals who are trying to turn everything into a damn culture war. And it's so easy to shoot them down. It's like shooting fish in a barrel.
I think some of these people probably think Algeria is somewhere over there, you know, on the other side of the bridge.
Right.
Here's a text who says, Kefir was born to a welder in a rural village in an Islamic country where homosexuality is illegal. Anyone who thinks that a trans person would be sent to represent Algeria is a moron. Furthermore, athletes have genetic advantages that make them better than the next person all the time, from Michael Phelps to Simone Biles. But because this woman's advantages come from a source that's a little too close to conservative sensibilities, it's suddenly egregious. Michael Phelps produces lactic acid at half the rate as most other people. When are we coming for his medals?
Man, you know, that is such an intelligent text. And again, you know, this is our audience. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, if you hear people talking about how much they don't like me and my opinions, do you know what? All of those people are listening. All of those people are tuned into this show every day. And those who don't like the show seem to be listening longer than those who like the show. So, man, just even if people are bashing the show, take it as a compliment, man. They're tuned in and listening. And a lot of you may not know this, but the boxer Khalif, many of you have heard Donald Trump talk about her brother, Khafifi.
Nice. I'll leave you with this one. Scoot, Ian, I cannot catch the whole show because work can be too noisy. But to add what you were talking about, didn't the city of Austin spend millions of dollars to, quote unquote, keep it weird?
Yes, I have a bumper sticker in my office that says keep Portland weird. That's the whole campaign in Portland. Keep Portland weird. I want to be weird. If somebody thinks I'm weird, compliment.
Yeah, there's Austin weird and New Orleans weird and Portland weird. And those are delightful and, you know, add to the majesty of our country. And then there's I want genital exams for all the fifth graders who are running track. That's very weird.
That is weird.
Just saying.
No, there's a difference between weird and creepy. That might be creepy. All right, if you're on hold, it's Free for All Friday. The Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar on this day in 2014, Weird Al Yankovic, his album Mandatory Fun, went to number one. And so this was one of the just great songs from Weird Al, Word Crimes. It's to the tune of Blurred Lines from Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams. And I think Weird Al does a great job with these songs, and Word Crimes is really good. So we'll listen to this going to break. And man, think about all the word crimes committed by politicians. I'm Scoot on the Air. We'll be right back on WWL.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1973, American Graffiti premiered in Los Angeles, and there was just so many great songs from that soundtrack, so we're going to feature some of the songs from American Graffiti this hour with our bumper music. So many great scenes in that movie, too. All right, let's get back to some of your calls. Let's go to Gregory in Metairie. Hey, Gregory.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, that guy, Brother Reed, thank you. That was very inspiring. That's what I needed to hear, because I believe the same way he does. A lot of stuff like that. Oh, another thing. This would be my eighth time going to the Red Dress Run. I don't care who you are. I like seeing the girls in the tight dresses. Me, I wear a red dress knee length. I had to get a new one a week ago at the thrift store. A knee-length red dress, and I wear my sneakers and my white socks, and I just run. Sometimes I wear a wig, sometimes I don't, depending on how hot it is.
Yeah, well, it's probably going to be really, really hot. You know, I like to get a new dress every year because it's really gauche to wear the same dress.
Just wearing that. But I'm not a guy. I'm a girl, so I don't know about this thing. So I just keep this one red dress. But now I got a new one, and I'm very, very happy with it. And another thing, the guy who called you from, oh, about the Susies and the subdivision.
Yeah.
They are really good too. If you get a chance, I'm going. I told Ian I was. I mean, I am going to go. That it, they are really good. And I don't think those two bands, the original band, Susie and the Banshees, or Joy Division, get enough credit in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But anyway, they were really, really, really formative in my life. I mean, I was in California at the time. If you recall, you know, that scene was incredible in San Diego. Really was. You know, the 91X scene, you remember that, huh?
I do. I do. And it was, yeah, it was fun there. Right. And look, this guy's band's going to be at Santos from 10 until midnight Saturday night. Should be a good show. I'm going to try to make it.
Well, what a great show you've had today, Scoot. I mean, wonderful, 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 just wonderful. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Let's go to James on the North Shore. Hey, James.
Hey, man, Scoot, thanks for having me on today, buddy.
Sure.
I wanted to start with, you know, I heard this the other day on NPR, and this is about Kamala Harris and stuff, and I figured we'd share this with the audience and just see what they think about it, but it inspired me. So it was when she was working at the Attorney General's office in California, she was hiring people who were community leaders and activists who were in the community helping people. And she hired this one lady to come in, and her first day at work, she came in with street clothes, and Kamala Harris sent her home, called her later that day and said, look, man, when you come into the office, I want you to come in professionally. Government is not the enemy. Government is the prize. And it made me think about how government has worked for me in my life and what it's done. And I told you, since I've been shot, and when I was shot, I got shot through my armpit. If it would have been any more to my right, it would have shot me in the heart. If it had been any more left, it took my arm off. This is a 38, you know, so I got hit with 38. And, you know, living through that inspired me to go through everything I've been through after that. And how to, like I said, I got help with the government with going to treatment class and then going through anger management. And all these things put you on the right path and all that. And that's what I love, how people are inspired by the Harris campaign right now. And people can see a path forward that has working with the community and stuff in a way like that. And that gets them respecting the government, wanting to be part of the government, not think government's an enemy. Like right now, the people down on St. Claude and in the city, who's kind of going through a part right now. We got a few bars closing and things are happening. That's like what happened in Fat City when they closed Fat City down. They came through. And, you know, for some it might seem like, oh, these are horrible times. But that's a light. That opens a light, like Pastor Reed was saying. For those people right now, this is a light for you. If your world is changing, and I said this when I called in last year, either get right or get ghost, because things are going to change in New Orleans. You know, we knew that when they said they were sending the state troopers. Things are going to change, and this is the change. And this is the time to start finding the Lord, like, Pastor Reed said, it's right. Very important. It's such an open time, and with the things changing, man, let's get on the right path. Read your palms, suburbs. I'm sorry. I'm real hot out here right now, Scoot, and all your listeners, I'm sorry. I'm working in 115-degree heat, so if I'm talking like this, it's because I'm super hot right now, and I just kind of got a positive message.
All right, well,
love y'all.
Positive message. All right, James, thanks, and try to find a way to cool off. Let's go to Jimmy and Greta. Hey, Jimmy, what do you have for us?
Hey, what's up? Hey, Scoot. Hey, I wanted to respond to Cosmo. He called earlier about Randy Jackson and Zebra. You know, Randy Jackson's in Lafayette tonight doing Zeppelin covers at the Heyman Performing Arts Center. And also, he'll be in Mandeville tomorrow night at Cachino's. And that's an acoustic set. Randy Jackson and Zebra will be there. Little River Band will be tomorrow in Baton Rouge at LeBerge Casino as well. And if you're looking for a rock band, and yeah, that was really cool interview with that guy, Travis. I know that you're into that new wave music there, Scoot, so that's pretty cool. I've never heard of a Joy Division cover band, but that's at Santos tomorrow. And if you're looking for a rock band, they're kind of like a poor man's version of Lynyrd Skynyrd. They're a band called Blackstone Cherry. They're playing Sunday night at Southport Hall. So there is a lot of stuff going on in the middle of the summertime this weekend as far as concerts are concerned.
Yeah, and let's see, also a Bag of Donuts at Rock and Bowl Saturday night. And Paul Verisco and the Milestones are going to be Sunday, and I think that probably starts Sunday afternoon at Rock and Bowl, and that's always fun. Hopefully we can talk to Paul coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's go to Country Slick in Mid-City. Hey, Country Slick.
What's going on, Scoop, man? What I wanted to say, man, is that these people that's competing against the women that's really men, the ladies say the licks was too hard, man. They lapping people in the pool. They beating people around the track. It's almost like they just, you know, wanted an edge. Everybody wanted an edge, man. But you had to work for to compete and get better. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's going on, man. The lady stopped in a minute. 1 minute. She couldn't even handle the punches. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, and to that guy that just called, God bless that dude, man, because without the government, but I also would have had a problem, man. You know what I'm saying? I did 32 years on heroin, bro. 32 years, and if it wasn't for programs like the Odyssey House, bro, that helped me, man, that got me back on track, bro, I would still be, you know what I'm saying? I was wondering, I always was a functioning addict, but that was the problem. I couldn't, I thought just because I worked and did everything I was supposed to do, that I was doing all right. But if it wasn't for the Odyssey House and the government giving me a chance, bro, 32 years on heroin, bro.
Wow, you're lucky. You're lucky to be alive.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, indeed, man. I thank God every day for it. But
well, Country Slick, I'm glad you're doing well, and have a good weekend. And you know, look, I love when these people talk about how the government works for them. And I am not for big government. I'm very conservative in this way. I'm not for big government. I am also for, you know, lower taxes and smaller government. But sometimes the government does work. And the government does help us. And I love the people with this attitude, like, well, these people living off the damn government. How many people who have that attitude, how many of them love the money they get from the government when there's a hurricane or there's a flood? Think about how many people have accepted government money when they got in trouble. And they have this attitude like nobody should accept anything from the government. They're hypocrites. Because the government does help us in some ways. And I'm very conservative in this way. I think it should be up to the individual. Do the best you can. But sometimes if you need help, there's nothing wrong with that. From New Orleans, Bob, welcome to the show.
Hey, well, you know, just to start, I'm biased, all right? Okay. I don't trust the press's reporting of events. So I don't believe that all the information is out there for us to have a proper discussion about this person that, you know, is fighting. But just, you know, by the eye test, it doesn't pass the eye test. And if we do come to find out the XY stuff is true, I'd hope in future Olympics, an XY or a woman with extremely high testosterone is not allowed to compete against other women.
Well, but Bob, as you said, you know, you don't trust any of the information. So, you know, I don't even think you should trust the eye test because, you know, we all know women who can look very masculine and men who can look very feminine. So you can be biased all you want, but your eyes can be quite deceiving and you're not always seeing what you want to see. And if you're biased, quite often your bias blinds you to the reality of a situation. The information that a lot of us have from very credible sources is that this person was born a woman with female genitalia. Therefore, those who say, you're born a man, you're a man, you're born a woman, you're a woman, she has every right to fight as a woman. She just beat the crap out of a lesser opponent from Italy. Now, again, a lot of women can look like men, but that doesn't mean they're not women. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get back to more of your calls. Also, let's get to some of your text messages. All of that's coming up. On this day in 1973, American Graffiti premiered in Los Angeles. We'll continue to feature a few of the songs from the soundtrack, and this was another great song. And you know what? I hear these songs, I think about the different scenes from American Graffiti. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, so it's 3:45, 15 minutes until 4. Soon it's going to become Friday night. All right, wait a minute. I think I'm wrong here. I thought Paul Verisco.
What did you do?
I thought Paul Verisco and the Milestones were this Sunday.
What
Apparently
happened?
They're next Sunday.
Oh.
Okay, so that's cool. Yeah, I thought it was this Sunday, but it's next time. But Bag of Donuts, I think, are Saturday night at Rockin' Bowl.
Yeah, because they got Trombone Steve is playing with
that's
them.
Right. But Paul Verusco and the Miles. So look, if you're a baby boomer and you want to run into people that you used to know, haven't seen in a long time, and if you're a baby boomer and you know, you're kind of, you know, looking for love in all the wrong places, well, you know, this might be a place to look for love in the right places, because, you know, you're going to run into people, and there's nothing wrong with admitting that, you know, you mature and maybe you're ready to, you know, hook up with somebody, meet somebody. You can go to Paul Verusco and the Milestones, and you're going to see a lot of people, and many of them are going to be single, and they're going to be looking for the same thing you're looking for. But don't assume that, you know, always ask and, you know, make sure that everything's all, you know, on the up and up. But anyway, you know, you'll run into a lot of people you haven't seen in a long time. Also, I think this Saturday is White Linen Night in the Warehouse District. Man, it is going to be hot. It is going to be humid. So if you've got some nice linen that's like really loose and not sticking to you, you might want to wear that.
White Linen Night cracks me up, man.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, and then they got Dirty Linen Night.
Yep.
Which is on Royal Street, and it's supposed to be a little bit crustier, you know what I mean? A little bit more lo-fi. You're supposed to wear the linens that you wore to White Linen Night, and then they get all dirty and sweaty and covered in wine and stuff. Then you wear those to Dirty Linen Night. White Linen Night is full of people that I'm not passing judgment or making fun or anything, but you get the sense that these people don't do this kind of thing very often.
Yeah.
So they really cut loose. You know, it's like if you know any elementary school teachers,
yes,
and you get a chance to hang out with them on spring break.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, slow down, dude. Like, it is 4 p.m. Chill out. You're never going to make it to the end of this week. You know, so White Linen, that's a great time for that.
It's a little on the bougie side, I would say, but, you know, it's fun. It's a walk through the galleries, and, you know, I would, if you're going to get a little tipsy, White Linen Night, I suggest you drink white wine over the red wine.
Shrimp and white wine. Yeah. Here's a text message that says, this is one of the right-wing conservatives texting you. Female boxer was born with female genitalia, and her family raised her as a girl. She has the right to compete as a girl.
Thank you. And see, this is exactly why I always say, and I don't say it every single time, but if I had a dollar every time I said it, Ian and I would be retired and we'd be, you know, on the beach right now. When I talk about that group of right-wing radicals, I'm not talking about all conservatives or all Republicans. I'm talking about a specific group of right-wing radicals. And yes, there are left-wing radicals, too.
Here's a text about American Graffiti that says, great movie. I still love a five-window coupe. I don't know what that is.
Well, it's
showing my age here.
Okay, so it would a five window coupe would have a windshield.
Five windows.
And then, all right, somebody explain this. I'm going to say it has a windshield, and it has.
That's not a window.
It's a two door. It's a two door. So it would have two windows on each side. Would that be the five? No rear window.
If a windshield was counted as a window, you would just call it a window. You can't count a windshield as a window and call it a five-window car.
A windshield's not a window?
No.
Okay.
All right. You know, I give up. Okay. You know, it's the end of the week. I don't have time for that. I'm very busy with football stuff.
Really,
I don't have time to argue with you about whether or not a windshield is a window.
I'm not sure what a five-window coupe would be. Somebody's going to text us.
Somebody text us and tell us what a five-window coupe is. Jesus, Lord. Here's a text that says, I was out of the room when you mentioned the name of the church. Could you give it to me again, please? For posterity's sake, that is Wesley Chapel United Methodist. That's where Brother Reed is a fill-in pastor for the next, I don't know, indeterminate amount of time. I told the texter that's a little bit too far of a bicycle ride for me for now, at least until we get the nice new bicycle infrastructure that takes you to Ponchatoula. But let me know how it goes. So if anybody makes it out to Wesley Chapel United and hears a sermon from Brother Reed, you know, let us know how that goes.
You know, it was so positive to hear from him. We can't do it now, but Ian's going to do it right after the show. We're going to post this phone call on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. And we'll have that information on it, but we'll have that posted. And this guy had just such a positive message, and it really resonated with our audience. And I hope it made some of you stop and think. And it really made me realize that the people who get angriest on this show, the people who are the biggest trolls, are Christians. They have this Christian mentality. And again, I'm not talking about all Christians. I'm talking about this this specific mentality within Christianity. And the people who get the angriest on our show seem to be Christian-based individuals.
And they're not. We're not calling them trolls because they are Christians.
No,
it's possible that they are both things at once.
Yes, they're trolls, but they have a Christian background, and they believe in Jesus, and they believe in God, and they believe in Christian nationalism. And these are the people. Are you kidding me? The Christians are the ones who get angriest on our show? I mean, we don't have Muslim extremists calling our show, getting angry with us.
Well, you got
no, we have Christians. Well, we have that one, but we have Christians who call this show, and they're so angry, and they're angry about drag queens and transgender stuff. And man, Brother Reed just said, man, turn it over to God. You know, don't get so
simple.
Don't get so wrapped up in everything. Don't be so mean and hateful. And, you know, I see it again. This is why I want, if you haven't done it yet, this is why I want you to become part of Scoot on the Air Facebook. Because I want you to be there to comment on some of the ugly, hateful comments that are there. I want you to comment on what we post, but I want you to just give us your opinions and balance this out. And don't be afraid to comment on the comments, because that's when it gets to be the most fun.
Yeah, just be forewarned, you're going up against people who appear to have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Except pick fights on Facebook.
What well,
the
it's
Facebook
it's
page
true.
Of a
yeah.
show they don't even listen to.
I know. Some of these people, it's like, I mean, do these people have jobs? Because they sure are all over Facebook. I mean, the minute I mention anything, it's, boy, they're there to comment.
Okay, I got to do a couple more quick texts. Here's one that says, pop quiz. Who would win in a boxing match between RuPaul and Caitlyn Jenner? What gender bathroom should Peter Pan use? Who would win in a pickleball match between Alice Cooper and Marilyn Manson? These are burning questions that need cool answers.
I love it.
Well, we'll have to
I'd like to
address
see those
one by one.
I'd like,
later
to, I'd like to see those fights.
Okay, well, I think Caitlyn Jenner would probably beat RuPaul just because Caitlyn Jenner
so.
Is kind of,
yeah.
you know, got a more
yeah.
athlete.
Right.
Peter Pan should probably use the men's room.
Who?
Peter Pan.
A Peter Pan should use the men's room. And in fact, here's how I grew up with, you know, a gender confusion. You know, my parents always told me that, you know, the Peter Pan show that we grew up with, the movie that we grew up with, Peter Pan was played by Mary Martin.
Oh, for sure.
Who was a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
A girl.
Just like, you know, Bart Simpson voiced by a woman.
Oh, it's also confusing.
Nancy Cartwright. And lastly, who would win in a pickleball match between Alice Cooper and Marilyn Manson?
Alice Cooper and Marilyn Manson. Alice Cooper wins.
Yeah. Alice Cooper's also an athlete. He's got the swing.
He plays golf.
Yeah.
He's
Marilyn Manson, I don't know what he does in his spare time.
Well, we know what he does, and he's been kind of called out on it.
You should not do that. Stop doing that.
Tortures young women.
Okay. Then finally, we got some semi-answers to what a five-window coupe is. Somebody says that's a split back window. You know where it's got like the little sort of tinier window,
yeah.
four-door hatchback. Five-window coupe is two sides with one rear window and then a window on each cab corner in the rear. Okay.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. Got that.
See, you do learn something on this show.
Well, we sometimes learn something. Yeah. We don't have all the answers, but our audience does. All right. We're going to come back to wrap up the show. And here's another song from the soundtrack of American Graffiti, which opened up on this day in 1973 in Los Angeles. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we are coming back on WWL. Wow, it has been an unbelievable week, and some of the things that we talked about this week are still trending on my Facebook page, which is Scoot on the Air, and I hope you will join us there. Love to have your comments, and love to have your comments on the comments. We talked about drag queens being in that little segment in the opening ceremony of the Olympics, and some people were freaking out over that, and we really didn't hear from anybody that had any legitimate real concern about what the actual negative impact would be. So why are you so upset about it? If it's not going to have a negative impact on your kids or on American society, why are you freaking out over that? So we talked about that. You can comment on that on SOTA Facebook. Also, there's a right-wing conservative undercurrent in America, and I addressed that. That got a lot of attention. And also, you know, you vote for Trump and you don't ever have to vote again. What did he mean by that? All right. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director, brand manager, and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with Joe Cardosi. As always, I thank all of you for being part of our show. Thanks for making it fun every afternoon, even if we don't always agree on everything. Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby Hebert. We'll talk to you later. Love you, New Orleans.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so it's 3:45, 15 minutes until 4. Soon it's going to become Friday night. All right, wait a minute. I think I'm wrong here. I thought Paul Varisco...
What did you do?
I thought Paul Varisco and the Milestones were this Sunday...
What
apparently
happened?
they're next Sunday.
Oh,
okay, so that's cool. That's
cool.
Yeah, I thought it was this Sunday, but it's next night. But Bag of Donuts, I think, are Saturday night at Rockin' Bowl.
Yeah, because they got Trombone Steve is playing with
that's
them.
Right.
That's right.
But Paul Varisco and the Milestones. Look, if you're a baby boomer and you want to run into people that you used to know, haven't seen in a long time, and if you're a baby boomer and you're kind of looking for love in all the wrong places, well, you know, this might be a place to look for love in the right places because, you know, you're going to run into people, and there's nothing wrong with admitting that you mature and maybe you're ready to hook up with somebody, meet somebody. You can go to Paul Varisco and the Milestones, and you're going to see a lot of people, and many of them are going to be single, and they're going to be looking for the same thing you're looking for. But don't assume that. Always ask, and make sure that everything's all on the up and up. But anyway, you'll run into a lot of people you haven't seen in a long time. Also, I think this Saturday is White Linen Night in the Warehouse District. Man, it is going to be hot. It is going to be humid. So if you've got some nice linen that's like really loose and not sticking to you, you might want to wear that.
White Linen Night cracks me up, man.
Yeah.
It's like, and then they got Dirty Linen Night.
Yep.
Which is on Royal Street, and it's supposed to be a little bit crustier, a little
right.
a little bit more lo-fi. You're supposed to wear the linens that you wore to White Linen Night, and then they get all dirty and sweaty and covered in wine and stuff. Then you wear those to Dirty Linen Night. White Linen Night is full of people that I'm not passing judgment or making fun or anything, but you get the sense that these people don't do this kind of thing very often.
Yeah.
So they really cut loose. It's like if you know any elementary school teachers and you get a chance to hang out with them on spring break.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, slow down, dude. Like it is 4 p.m. Chill out. You're never going to make it to the end of this week. White Linen, that's a great
and
time
it's,
for
it's,
that.
It's
reason.
A little on the bougie side, I would say, but it's fun. It's a walk through the galleries, and I would if you're gonna get a little tipsy, White Linen Night, I suggest you drink white wine over the red wine.
Shrimp and white wine.
Yeah.
Here's a text message that says, this is one of the right-wing conservatives texting you. The female boxer was born with female genitalia, and her family raised her as a girl. She has the right to compete as a girl.
Thank you. And see, this is exactly why I always say, and I don't say it every single time, but if I had a dollar every time I said it, Ian and I would be retired and we'd be, on the beach right now. When I talk about that group of right-wing radicals, I'm not talking about all conservatives or all Republicans. I'm talking about a specific group of right-wing radicals. And yes, there are left-wing radicals, too.
Here's a text about American Graffiti that says, great movie. I still love a five-window coupe. I don't know what that is.
Well, it's
showing my age here.
Okay, so it would a five window coupe would have a windshield.
Five windows.
And then, all right, somebody explain this. I'm going to say it has a windshield, and it has.
That's not a window.
It's a two door. It's a two door. So it would have two windows on each side. Would that be the five? No rear window.
If a windshield was counted as a window, you would just call it a window. You can't count a windshield as a window and call it a five-window car.
A windshield's not a window?
No.
Okay.
All right. You know, I give up. Okay. You know, well, it's the end of the week. I don't have time for that. I'm very busy with football stuff. I don't have time to argue with you about whether or not a windshield is a window.
I'm not sure what a five-window coupe would be. Somebody's going to text us.
Somebody text us and tell us what a five-window coupe is. Jesus, Lord. Here's a text that says, I was out of the room when you mentioned the name of the church. Could you give it to me again, please? For posterity's sake, that is Wesley Chapel United Methodist. That's where Brother Reed is a fill-in pastor for the next, I don't know, indeterminate amount of time. I told the texter that's a little bit too far of a bicycle ride for me for now, at least until we get the nice new bicycle infrastructure that takes you to Ponchatoula. But let me know how it goes. So if anybody makes it out to Wesley Chapel United and hears a sermon from Brother Reed, let us know how that goes.
You know, it was so positive to hear from him. We can't do it now, but Ian's going to do it right after the show. We're going to post this phone call on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. And we'll have that information on it, but we'll have that posted. And this guy had just such a positive message, and it really resonated with our audience. And I hope it made some of you stop and think. And it really made me realize that the people who get angriest on this show, the people who are the biggest trolls, are Christians. They have this Christian mentality. And again, I'm not talking about all Christians. I'm talking about this specific mentality within Christianity. And the people who get the angriest on our show seem to be Christian-based individuals.
And we're not calling them trolls because they are Christians.
No,
it's possible that they are both things at once.
Yes, they're trolls, but they have a Christian background, and they believe in Jesus, and they believe in God, and they believe in Christian nationalism. And these are the people, are you kidding me? The Christians are the ones who get angriest on our show? I mean, we don't have Muslim extremists calling our show, getting angry with us.
Well, you got
one. We have Christians. Well, we have that one. But we have Christians who call this show, and they're so angry, and they're angry about drag queens and transgender stuff. And man, Brother Reed just said, man, turn it over to God. You know, don't get so
simple.
Don't get so wrapped up in everything. Don't be so mean and hateful. And, you know, I see it again. This is why I want, if you haven't done it yet, this is why I want you to become part of Scoot on the Air Facebook. Because I want you to be there to comment on some of the ugly, hateful comments that are there. I want you to comment on what we post, but I want you to just give us your opinions and balance this out. And don't be afraid to comment on the comments, because that's when it gets to be the most fun.
Yeah, just be forewarned, you're going up against people who appear to have nothing else to do except pick fights on Facebook.
Well, it's Facebook's page of a
show they don't even listen to.
I know. Some of these people, it's like, I mean, do these people have jobs? Because they sure are. They sure are all over Facebook. I mean, the minute I mention anything, they're there to comment.
Okay, I got to do a couple more quick texts. Here's one that says, pop quiz. Who would win in a boxing match between RuPaul and Caitlyn Jenner? What gender bathroom should Peter Pan use? Who would win in a pickleball match between Alice Cooper and Marilyn Manson? These are burning questions that need cool answers.
I love it.
Well, We'll have to
I'd like to
address
see those
one by one.
I'd like to see those fights.
Okay, well, I think Caitlyn Jenner would probably beat RuPaul, just because Caitlyn Jenner is kind of got a motor athlete.
Right.
Peter Pan should probably use the men's room.
Who?
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan should use the men's room. And in fact, here's how I grew up with a gender confusion. My parents always told me that the Peter Pan show that we grew up with, the movie that we grew up with, Peter Pan was played by Mary Martin.
Oh, for sure.
Who was a woman?
Yeah, you're right.
A girl.
Just like Bart Simpson, voiced by a woman.
Oh, it's also confusing.
Nancy Cartwright. And lastly, who would win in a pickleball match between Alice Cooper and Marilyn Manson?
Alice Cooper and Marilyn Manson. Alice Cooper wins.
Yeah. Alice Cooper's also an athlete. He's got the swing.
He plays golf.
Yeah.
He's
Marilyn Manson, I don't know what he does in his spare time.
Well, we know what he does, and he's been kind of called out on it.
You should not do that. Stop doing that.
Tortures young women.
Okay. Then finally, we got some semi-answers to what a five-window coupe is. Somebody says that's a split back window. You know where it's got like tinier window, four-door hatchback. Five-window coupe is two sides with one rear window and then a window on each cab corner in the rear. Okay.
Okay.
There we go.
All right, got that.
See, you do learn something on this show.
Well, we sometimes learn something. Yeah, we don't have all the answers, but our audience does. All right, we're going to come back to wrap up the show, and here's another song from the soundtrack of American Graffiti, which opened up on this day in 1973 in Los Angeles. I'm Scoot on the air, and we are coming back on WWL. Wow, it has been an unbelievable week, and some of the things that we talked about this week are still trending on my Facebook page, which is Scoot on the Air, and I hope you join us there. Love to have your comments, and love to have your comments on the comments. We talked about drag queens being in that little segment in the opening ceremony of the Olympics, and some people were freaking out over that, and we really didn't hear from anybody that had any legitimate real concern about what the actual negative impact would be. So why are you so upset about it? If it's not going to have a negative impact on your kids or on American society, why are you freaking out over that? So we talked about that. You can comment on that on SOTA Facebook. Also, there's a right-wing conservative undercurrent in America, and I addressed that. That got a lot of attention. And also, you know, you vote for Trump and you don't ever have to vote again. What did he mean by that? All right, I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director, brand manager, and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with Joe Cardosi. As always, I thank all of you for being part of our show. Thanks for making it fun every afternoon, even if we don't always agree on everything. Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby Hebert. We'll talk to you later. Love you, New Orleans. Wow, it has been an unbelievable week, and some of the things that we talked about this week are still trending on my Facebook page, which is Scoot on the Air, and I hope you join us there. Love to have your comments, and love to have your comments on the comments. We talked about drag queens being in that little segment in the opening ceremony of the Olympics, and some people were freaking out over that, and we really didn't hear from anybody that had any legitimate real concern about what the actual negative impact would be. So why are you so upset about it? If it's not going to have a negative impact on your kids or on American society, why are you freaking out over that? So we talked about that. You can comment on that on SOTA Facebook. Also, there's a right-wing conservative undercurrent in America, and I addressed that. That got a lot of attention. And also, you know, you vote for Trump and you don't ever have to vote again. What did he mean by that? All right, I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director, brand manager, and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with Joe Cardosi. As always, I thank all of you for being part of our show. Thanks for making it fun every afternoon, even if we don't always agree on everything. Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby Hebert. We'll talk to you later. Love you, New Orleans.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.